It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Fantastics, the longest-running musical in history, is going to close this January after nearly 42 years of continuous performances in New York City. The musical Fable, which some have called a mock version of Romeo and Juliet, opened in Greenwich Village in 1960 to mixed reviews. Word of mouth kept it going for generations. But as NPR's Margot Adler reports, the show has resonated in a very different way since September 11th.
You wonder how these things begin. Well, this begins with a glen. It begins with a season which, for want of a better word, we might as well call September.
The Fantastics has always been performed in a tiny Greenwich Village theater that seats 150 people. In some parts of the theater, the third row is the back row. The story is a kind of optimistic Romeo and Juliet about two families that construct a wall and fake a feud in order to get their children to fall in love. The production has always been simple: a curtain, a wall, confetti, some costumes. Bill Wheaton, who is currently playing one of the fathers in the musical, says part of the charm of the show comes from the fact that one is never sure in what time period the play takes place.
Is it in some kind of never-never land? Is it in the 19th century, or is it present day? It's kind of a mixture of Young, Bye Bye Birdie, and Shakespeare. And it's about young love. It's about children leaving home and reunion and fatherhood and the first affair, the first illicit affair, and then there's just a bunch of silliness. It's a whole picture of life that you get.
There has always been controversy over the play between those who say it's silly and superficial and those who say by the end it is surprisingly deep. Some families have come to the show year after year, bringing their children and grandchildren. But it's the music that people most remember.
Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow.
Several months ago, the producer of The Fantastics, Lori Noto, decided to close the show. The theater building has new owners. Group ticket sales have dropped off because tourist groups can often get cut-rate deals for Broadway shows, making off-Broadway less appealing. This year, the Fantastics will operate at a loss for the first time, but something else is different now. After the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center, the Fantastics closed for several days, as did pretty much all theater in New York. Paul Blankenship plays El Gallo in the show, and he's the one who sings the famous song by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, Try to Remember. He says no one realized when the play reopened 3 days later that this song would never again sound quite the same.
Ground Zero is only a few blocks south from here, so the smell was still in the air. But we opened the show that night. We had a small house. I don't know, maybe 15 people at the most. And I didn't really think about the song or the lyrics until it actually was happening. When I started to sing, I realized I really couldn't sing these lyrics. You know, try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. I had to basically just talk the song. And I think all of us on stage, you know, we had tears in our eyes, and look out in the audience, they had tears in their eyes.
During an intermission, theatergoer Athena Shapiro says she is heartsick about the show closing.
I cannot imagine not being able to go see this. My parents and my mother's parents saw it when my parents were dating. The four of them came to see it here. So as my sister and I got older, my parents took the two of us to see it.
There are some people who say that listening to the song, Try to Remember, sounds different now.
It's even more different for me because my mother was in the World Trade Center and she never came home.
Perhaps that's what life is like here now. You think you're standing on solid ground and suddenly you're over the abyss.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow deep in December, it's nice to remember without a hurt. The heart is hollow.
As a journey, The Fantastic starts out sweet and silly and gets darker. It's a journey you won't be able to take in New York City after January, but there have been many hundreds of productions of The Fantastics at theater companies and universities all across America, and those will continue. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
And follow.